Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
I can't tell. I got my education underneath the mission veil. I asked a lot of questions of things I could not see. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yeah. Used to hammer down the highway in a crash of 318. Asked me if it mattered if the lights were red or green. I meant nothing to nobody, nobody talked to me. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yes, I did. Met my destination on a rural county road. I got my picture taken with an electric highline pole. I did not pay attention to those things you get for free. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yes, I did. I wasn't much for talking. I felt I didn't belong. I had that engine rocking with my head screwed on all wrong. I rubbed my folks the wrong way like a rabbit foot on my keys. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. My fists were always flying. I was looking for somebody to fight. I tell you, I ain't lying, I could have lost my life that night. Can't blame my folks for trying, but all those mouths to feed. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3, yes I did. So I got this little nightmare from 1972. If I could turn back time, I'd tell you just what I would do. I'd hug my mom and dad and I'd catch their eyes so they could see. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yeah.
Lautenbach, kicking off hour two of Minnesota Homebrew, The Wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Funny song titles off the internet. I've Been Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart by Johnny Cash. Statler Brothers, You Can't Have Your Kate and Edith 2. Here's one by Instant Witness. I don't know whether to kill myself or go bowling. And believe it or not, Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote this song for the Crystals, and it was produced by Phil Spector way back when, titled He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Well, that's not very politically correct today. But this song is. Here's The Redneck Institute of Technology by Brad Dunsey.
Thank you. NASCAR on his widescreen HD TV. He's got Brett and Kenny downloads on his Sony iPod PSP. Hooked up his truck with GPS, made to match the chrome. In his double wide push button world, he's feeling right at home. Never thought he'd go to college, but he's getting his degree. Doesn't need the kind of knowledge they have at MIT. Gets money when he studies, but tuition is free at the Redneck Institute. His prize catfish on his cell from AT&T. How he begged that 10 point bucks available now on DVD. With a mouse click and a MasterCard, he bought his new mud flaps. Then tracked the package on the net right to his welcome mat. College, but he's getting his degree. Doesn't need the kind of knowledge they have at MIT. It's money when he studies, but tuition is free at the Redneck Institute of Technology. His new John Deere can run itself like all his high-tech toys. He may be a modern man, but still a good old boy. Here he is, a PhD. Didn't need the kind of knowledge they teach at MIT. But he saved your money and get your degree at the Redneck Institute of Technology. But he saved your money, tuition is free.
Out of sight. She spends all day baking and half of the night. People come from miles around just to get a taste. And every morsel gets gobbled up. There's never any waste. What is her secret? Everybody wants to know. Her reputation for pecan pie never ceases to grow. All the ingredients that you need are really not that hard. Sugar and spice, butter and cream, and a big old tub of lard. Well, praise the Lord for that pious crust. But holy child, it's an absolute must. Mix that dough and sprinkle with flour dust. That pious crust. Yeah, praise the Lord for that pious crust. For holy child, it's an absolute must. Mix that dough and sprinkle flour dust. Praise the Lord for that pious crust. Spinach quiche that melts in your mouth. It's known throughout the land, from way up north to south. Makes it for breakfast, makes it for lunch, makes it for supper too. Eat a piece right then and there, and then take home a few. What is her secret? Everybody wants to know. Her reputation for spinach quiche never ceases to grow. All the ingredients you'll ever need are really not that hard. Spinach and cheese, butter and cream, and a big old tub of lard. Praise the Lord for that pious crust. For holy child, it's an absolute must.
taste that dough and sprinkle with flour dust. Praise the Lord for that pious crust.
The Gackle Trucker Band with Praise the Lord for that Pious Crust. Nice title. Well, up next, here's a gentleman from Bemidji, Minnesota that we've had to one of our singer-songwriter events in the summer. We're going to do it again this next July or August. And I got some good ideas for who to invite. Here's Aaron Tank with a $2 shirt and a $40 hoop here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Boys from down south, ain't sure what hit them tonight. The circle goes around, and the rhythm is tight. You can bet your bottom dollar, it's more than they've seen. She's one mean hula, happy hoopin' machine. She got a $2 shirt, a $2 shirt and a $40 hoop. She makes it look easy until you give it a try, and then it's all over when you thought it was pie. You stare at the moon lying down on the floor. Hips are still shaking, but they can't take any more. You need a $2 shirt, a $2 shirt and a $40 hypnotizing. when the hoop dance queen, whirling like a dervish, does the surf dance tease, moving in time with Mother Earth's spin, the rhythm of the ocean, the tides moving in with the $2 shirt, a $2 shirt and a $40 hoop. Taking it easy, don't move too fast. When you're having a good time, you wanna make it last. You got good style and a little witchcraft. Makes me understand that life ain't so bad with the $2 shirt. $2 shirt and a $40 hoop.
Are in the Field by Tom Englehart, another member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And we're soon going to be reaching out to other state songwriter organizations and featuring a song by those fine artists on Minnesota Homebrew. That's coming up here in a few weeks as we gather material. Well, here's a gentleman that we are very used to hearing on Minnesota Homebrew because he writes zany music. We did one last hour. Here's another one. Here's Captain Carl from his Art is a Lie, Baby CD. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. But first, we're going to hear Chad Poling sing I Don't Want to Kill Anymore. Back in 57 in Evanston, Illinois, Chan Poling moved to Minnesota with his family when he was a child. He studied composition at McPhail Center for Music in Minneapolis, and after graduating from high school there, went on to study composition and performance at the California Institute of Arts. He's heavily influenced by jazz and theater music, and that was his song, I Don't Want to Kill Anymore. Nice song. Well, here's Captain Carl with the first loud Ding Dong of Time and Doom on Homebrew.
Ding dong,
time and doom.
The cows are falling up the hill. I
likely pair of ears. They can sound like what you want. At least believe it's heaven born.
First loud ding-dong of time and doom, Captain Carl, with all sorts of background sounds on that tune from his Art is a Lie, Baby, double CD. While you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, and on the bottom of each hour, or close to it, I try to play a song for you from my repertoire of sometimes weird songs. Here's... to prove to you that I'm playing live. It spelled disaster from hello. Wasn't according to Hoyle. We were meant to be together like water and oil, like water and oil. That evening when you flagged me down, I thought you were after just one thing. In time I realized you wanted baubles and bling, baubles and bling. You say that I'm the air that you breathe, and that I am the butter on your bread. But darling, you're so hard to believe. 'Cause if you can't live without me, why aren't you dead? Now I'm not coming back to you, not for all the tea in China, not for all the barbecue in Carolina, in Carolina. You say that I'm the air that you breathe, and that I am the butter on your bread. But darling, you're so hard to believe. 'Cause if you can't live without me, why aren't you dead? You should be deader than a doornail, whatever that might be. Deader than Tom Dooley hanging from that tree. But the last I saw, you're breathing and you're getting on just fine. So what's the problem? Now I don't mean to cause a fuss. Hope you live to 95. But don't be disingenuous. You will survive. You will survive. You tell me I'm the air that you breathe, and that I am the butter on your bread. But darling, you're so hard to believe. 'Cause if you can't live without me? Why aren't you dead? There's been a couple other songs with that title I found out after writing it. And I thank my friend Bruce Bjork for the song title and the request by Mr. Don Karski. Well, we do play Bob Dylan songs once in a while here on Minnesota Homebrew because he is the king of Minnesota songwriters, even though a recent poll kind of put Prince on top. Here's one from his another self-portrait album. This is called Working on a Guru on Minnesota Homebrew. Mr. Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. Funny song titles. Well, let's see what we have here. We have one by a gentleman named... Got it here. A little farther down here. A little farther down. A fellow named Aaron Wilburn, who made an anthology of hilarious song titles. And it's called If My Nose Were Running Money, I'd Blow It All on You. Billy Broke My Heart at Walgreens, I Cried All the Way to Sears by Ruby Wright. She Never Told Me She Was a Mime by Weird Al. And Thomas Dolby's My Brain Is Like a Sieve. That's actually kind of a line from an old Cheech and song. That song, My Mama and My Papa Tried to Tell Me How to Live, but I just wouldn't listen. My head was like a sieve. Can't remember the title. Go on our homepage there for Minnesota Homebrew on Facebook and let us know if you can remember the title of that song. Here's My Seagull Girl by Tony Wentersdorf. Master of the Auto Harp.
And sunshine right in the darkest night, fed the flickering flames of love till they grew emerald light. Brought me warmth and sunshine right in the darkest night, fed the flickering flames of love till they grew emerald light. She was my seagull girl, but I lost her long ago. She flew away from me to find another way to go. We'd walk and talk the hours away, explore each other's hearts like babies fresh upon the world, never stay long apart. Walk and talk the hours away, explore each other's hearts like babies fresh upon the world, made a brand new start. He was seagull girl, but I lost her long ago. She flew away from me to find another way to go. She's happily married with a son and a bright new home. But I'll never forget the times we had long as I got to roam. Now she's happily married with a son and a bright new home. But I'll never forget the love we shared long as I got to roam. She was my seagull girl, but I lost her long ago. She flew away from me to find another way to go. find another way to go.
Where a man plays a mean auto harp. Tony Wendersdorf is a Minneapolis musician, songwriter, storyteller who was born in Germany but has lived in the Twin Cities for decades, where he writes and records songs and performs folk music at all kinds of venues, including churches, coffee houses, and nursing homes. It takes a lot of guts to do those gigs. I've done them in the past, and they're a wonderful thing to do. Wonderful. But sometimes a tough crowd to play, too. And he also works with a folk music quartet, the Waxing Nostalgics. Tony Wendersdorf. Well, here's Mark Groom. Did I say Groom? Mark Grimm. With a song titled Me and My Tattoo.
I don't know what made me do it. Maybe something in the air. Something in my coffee cup or cyberspace somewhere. It was a gift of inspiration. It was like a dream came true. I knew I'd found my new best friend with me and my tattoo. Well, it would never wash off or stain my underwear. Never crack or dent or have to go in for repairs. And it would never wander off without me wandering too. What a match, we're so attached, me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me. It crept down from my collar, through my shirt sleeves to my cuffs, and into where the sun don't shine, and getting there was tough. It wrapped itself around my legs, and I was sure I felt it move. My socks and shoes were crowded with me and my tattoo. The winding vines and roses, they looked like they would grow. Cherubs pointed arrows at the lovers down below. And the banner flag announcing that I love my mother too. Made her proud to be a part of me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me. Of art on every part of me. The lines and colors faded with the years and wear and tear, and I got old and wrinkled and was sagging everywhere. But the nurses in my nursing home still laugh till they turn blue when I throw off all my clothes and show off me and my tattoo. And I say, hey, look at me. I say, hey, look at me. There's a work of art on every part of me.
A man I've shared the stage with at Precision Grind in Minneapolis, Mr. Mark Grimm. More funny song titles from the internet. How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away by Dan Hicks. I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like having you here. Stephen Bishop. I don't know that song. Great title, though. my best friend run off with my wife and I miss him. Okay. Reminding you every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m., usually live in the studio, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. I'm your host, Carl Unbehanen. I have a good time here. And lots of listeners around. Let's see who is. Let's go over to our Facebook page and see what we have going for ourselves there. We have Dave Cafell's listening tonight. Steve Nelson's listening. Don Karski. I suspect Bob Muscovitz is listening. And, and a whole bunch of more people, I'm sure. Let us know. Go on our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, and let us know if you like us. We have 193 likes so far and 98 friends, so we're getting close to that 200 and 100 mark. Help us push it over tonight. Here is, well, I can't pronounce the name of this song. It's Hungarian, I know. No, not going to try. I'm going to let Cole Randall tell us how to pronounce it.
This one's for you, Mom. This is Suletesh Napat Anya. Happy birthday, Mom. 8/13/11. Forty years ago, you were just a little baby, I know that. Took your first steps just a little bit later, and then you ran, and I came along just a little bit later on. 40 years ago, you were just a little pipsqueak, understand. Made your first friends and found your first favorite rocking band. And so, what do you know? Then I came, stole the show. Soletishnapanya. 40 years ago, you were just a little nameless baby girl. Said your first words and made your first claims upon the world. I know it's insane how we grow. Cool domain. 40 years ago, you were just a little baby, some would say. Took your first look at a place that is both night and day. And you came to find a little peace, peace of mind.
Happy birthday, Mom, in Hungarian. That's awfully nice. Doug Milloway is down in the studio working like a devil, recording, and he says he just got done tracking a lead and rehearsing for a show tomorrow. Doug is one half of the Gackle Trucker Band and also works with Breakaway with Jake Breaking. Going to see where Doug's playing here this weekend. I know he's somewhere. He says they're playing Friday night at 8 p.m. at the local blend in St. Joseph, Minnesota, just to the southwest of St. Cloud. A wonderful place to play. Great food, great beer selection. Come join us for a fun evening of independent music. It's all original. It's all good. That's this Friday. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the local blend in St. Joseph. And as long as we're talking about the Gackle Trucker Band, let's do another song by them because they haven't been known to write a few strange titles. Here's Skinny Dipping with an Alien on Minnesota Homebrew.
tilling my garden in the late afternoon. Taking a rest, been working since noon. The ground beneath my feet started to shake. Felt like the middle of a big old earthquake. Opened my eyes, saw a big beam of light. It was green, it was blue, it was fiery white. Started to rise up high in the sky. I was so darn scared, I just wanted to cry. When I got to the top, they put me on the table. They poked and they prodded every place they were able. I was covered in jelly, hooked to all kinds of wires. They examined my brain for my darkest desires. When they were finished, there was a very large commotion. They dropped me naked in the middle of the ocean. I was plopped in the water without any clothes, next to a creature without any toes. I was swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian, skinny dipping with a well-built alien. Out her body from head to foot, found out where those toes had been put. There were toes on her knees and on her elbows, and a big one on her face in place of a nose. She had toes on her head instead of her ear. It kind of looked like she had one stuck up her rear. There were toes all over except where they belonged. If she'd been a male, she'd have a toe for a brain. Lover, well, maybe, just maybe, the thrill could be gone, I mean really long gone, out into space and all night long. Put my arm around and tried for second base, when I noticed that big toe in the middle of her face. My skinny dipping alien smiled at me. I realized this love was not meant to be. I was swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian, skinny dipping with a well-built alien. Swimming there naked with a lady from Mars, or some other planet, or one of the stars. Her looks stupendous, truly mammalian, skinny dipping with a well-built alien.
In 1964, a few high school kids from Edina, Minnesota, tried devising a new dance and in the process made history's greatest wrestling rock record, consisting of three chords. The song was a tribute to Wisconsin grappler Reggie the Crusher Lisowski, who had recently defeated Vern Gagne to become the American Wrestling Association's World Heavyweight Champion. Here are the Novas doing the Hammerlock. See you next week, you turkey necks.
Everybody's doing it. Hey! a disgrace.